live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, one man says he fled libertarianism and became a liberal. It's pretty rare that you actually hear stories like this. It's pretty rare that people will get to the ideas of liberty, as least as we understand them, that, you know, you should be free to live your life how you want, and, you know, as long as people don't harm others, they should be free to live their lives how they want, that kind of thing. One man says he left that, and he went to become a liberal. We'll get into his story.
We'll hear his story, but I had a guy tell me this on Facebook, that he used to be a libertarian. He was involved in the party. He seemed to not be uninformed about these ideas, and he basically went full-on liberal. He had some leanings, and, you know, I'm like, well, if you think I'm obligated to buy health insurance, which is what the conversation started over, then I say you're obligated to call into Free Talk Live and tell me why I'm wrong. Because for God's sake, I need to know this information. There are tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of liberty-loving individuals that will hear this particular show. Please.
Good point. If he could convince you to convert, I mean, that'd be huge, right?
It would be huge. I mean, and if you know the secrets and you believe that there's some obligation on people, because that's what you believe, then surely there's an obligation to share the secret.
So just to sort of sidetrack for a second, you said that this guy that you were conversing with, Mark, was involved with the Libertarian Party.
Yes, in Texas.
As a life member of the LP, allow me to say that getting involved with the Libertarian Party will drive people away from libertarianism.
Well, but
because people would rather sit around and argue over what the definition of is in the platform, and, well, we need to change this period to a comma and make that capital W a lowercase.
He is not exaggerating. I know. One iota.
I know that's true, but that doesn't speak in any way, shape, or form to the morality of the ideas of liberty. I mean, yes, the Libertarian Party is, in many cases, just a bunch of people who pedants that sit around and argue about the bylaws. There's no doubt about it. But of course, that's if you have a problem with your Libertarian Party doing that where you live, just move to the Free State Project. We don't do that here.
Well, wait, right? You're not involved with the Libertarian Party. There were only 12 people that showed up to the state Libertarian Party convention in the spring. And half of those people were just people that wanted to observe to see what the Libertarian Party does at a convention.
I did not mean to suggest that our Libertarian Party here is any different. I really know very little about what the Libertarian Party in New Hampshire does.
Very little.
I only meant to say that there are people who believe in the ideas of liberty that are doing something here in New Hampshire.
And getting elected, unlike the Libertarian Party, pretty much everywhere.
Yes.
So, you know, since we're this far into it, let's jump in. I'll save the alcoholic monkey story for later on, because I did pull that up, and it's absolutely fascinating and hilarious at the same time. This article from Salon.com by Edwin Lingar. So it's written in the first person. This is his personal experience.
Okay.
This is why he says he left libertarianism. The night before the 2008 Nevada Republican convention, the Ron Paul delegates all met at a Reno high school. Although I'd called myself a libertarian for almost my entire adult life, it was my first exposure to the wider movement. And boy, was it a circus. Many members of the group were obsessed with the gold standard, the Kennedy assassination, and the Fed. Although libertarians believe government is incompetent, many of them subscribe to the most fringe conspiracy theories imaginable.
So many of them, all right.
Airplanes are poisoning America with chemtrails.
Okay.
The moon landings were faked. Nothing was too far out. A great many of them really think that 9/11 was an inside job. Even while basking in the electoral mainstream, the movement was overflowing with obvious hokum.
hold on. I don't think that this guy got involved with libertarians. I think he got involved with Alex Jones.
Well, he got involved with
crossover.
The liberty movement. And there's a lot of crossover, and you'll find plenty of people who believe all of the things that he says inside the liberty movement. I mean, I'm not going to downplay that.
Right. But
just because he didn't meet us doesn't mean that he didn't, you know, I mean, there's all kinds of different people that believe in the ideas of liberty.
My point being that Alex Jones, while he does support some ideas of liberty, he is not a libertarian.
No,
he does
not
call himself a libertarian.
He's an ultra-conservative.
He calls himself a constitutionalist.
But he's an ultra-conservative, as is Ron Paul. I mean, that's what these
ultra
guys were.
Ultra-conservative? I mean, what does that even mean? The word conservative and liberal, they just have different meanings to different people.
They have different meanings to different
people. That's true with the word
so
libertarian.
Right.
Well, I guess... Mark, correct me if I'm wrong. When you say ultra-conservative, are you making reference to the Ronald Reagan quote that the heart and soul of conservatism is libertarianism?
To some extent, I mean, a lot of these, basically the strict constitutionalist type is basically the ultra-conservative.
So you don't mean neo-conservative when you say ultra-conservative, because somebody might confuse one for the other.
People can get confused about all kinds of things. They should go to Wikipedia if they don't know the definition of a word.
Well, I don't think there's a real good definition for the word conservative.
I don't think there's a real good definition for the term libertarian.
It just means to keep things the status quo, typically. Or
typically.
To return to some harkened back, you know, idealized world that never actually, in point of fact, existed. Usually it's one of those two things.
I would say that most constitutionalists, based on the latter definition of conservative that you just gave, would be ultra-conservative, because they want to go back to some idealized point in history where they think that, you know, George Washington descended from Mount Vernon and everything was great and wonderful until the Whiskey Rebellion, and George Washington just had to betray what he really believed to protect what he really believed.
But how many of those people call themselves libertarians? How many of them were at the Ron Paul convention in Nevada that this guy's talking about?
Some of those people may have.
Yeah, so there's crossover, right? So there's going to be...
There's a lot of... Those people tend to be very passionate. What I find is
the people at the Ron Paul convention?
The ultra-conservative types. They're taking back America. We're lifting the saber of liberty above our tricorned hats and riding our horses to victory. You know, that kind of thing. They've got that whole...
Restore the Republic.
They've got that thing really going on. Whereas when you're talking about people who are much more academic about the ideas of liberty, which, frankly, we are here on Free Talk Live, comparatively, you find them to be far less interested in activism. Because, you know, they're like, oh, well, statistically, really, your activism isn't going to do anything, so why bother doing it? I just believe in the ideas of liberty. So, no, you have to be somewhat deluded to even participate in the political process.
Well, right. I mean, I've been involved with politics on various levels for a long time as an adult, and I certainly know there are some crazy kooks in the Green Party. I've known some Green Party people in my time, and I imagine lots of crazy people are in the Republican and Democratic parties, too. I just don't have much experience with them. But either way, this guy, you know, was somewhat disillusioned when he went to this convention, and that's a real experience for him, right? He didn't like the idea of being around people that he considered to be crazy. Now, some of the things that he listed on his list of issues, I might not necessarily consider.
Which convention did he say that he went to?
The Republican convention with the Ron Paul delegates. So, excuse me, this was the meeting at the Reno High School of just the Ron Paul delegates to the Republican convention prior to said convention.
Okay.
So that's where he encountered these people that he considers to be kooks.
So libertarians within the Republican Party, or libertarian-ish people within the Republican Party.
Right. And libertarians, he says, you know, he goes through this list of things. Obviously, you know, I think that the Fed's a good issue. I think that getting the government out of money is a pretty good issue. But he's saying some people are obsessed with it.
I think it is conspiratorial to many, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just such a fringe issue.
Well,
they
did meet on the island of Dr. Moreau or whatever back in
Jekyll
1913.
Island.
So let me go on here. He says, during the meeting, a Ron Paul staffer, a smart and charismatic young woman, gave a tip to the group at the upcoming convention. For the upcoming convention, she says, dress normal, wear suits, and don't bring signs or flags. Don't talk about conspiracy theories, just fit in. her advice was the kind you might hear given to an insane uncle at Thanksgiving. Welcome back with more of his experience here and why he says he left libertarianism. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control here. It's Free Talk Live.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years. Hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Talk Live. You can bring up anything here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. And that is the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. We've also got listening options on our website, so drop on by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there on the site. FreeTalkLive.com. You actually can go to listen.freetalklive.com to find links to our live streams, as well as more information about other ways to get tuned into the show, including our radio stations, over 130 great stations that air the show. I actually just got a new one, an agreement from a new station today. Can't announce it yet, but it's coming soon. It's in Ohio City. Tell you that much. Maybe a town would be more accurate. But either way, it's another station.
Municipality.
Yes, there you go. And also, satellite listening options include free-to-air, where you can get tuned in as long as you have a view of the southern sky anywhere pretty much in Central and North America. With some very, very cheap equipment and pay $0 per month for that. Plus, you'll hear all the other great LRN.FM shows, like Daryl's program, Peace, Love, Liberty Radio. So you can get that on our satellite feed. There's also our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. All of it. Get more information over at listen.freetalklive.com.
You can go to bitcoinstore.com and actually use your bitcoins for what they're meant for. They're a online cryptocurrency, and you can buy things at Bitcoin Store. There's more than a half a million items. When I first got into Bitcoins back in 2011, one of my biggest critiques is you can't buy anything with these things. You know, there was some guy selling alpaca socks, some colored eggs from, what do they call, anaconda chickens or something like that. I can't remember exactly what they're called, but they're, the terminology for these chickens is really close to anaconda.
Huh.
And they
badass.
No, they just
like a 20-foot long reptilian chicken.
Yeah, it's not. It's just a chicken. And then, you know, some trinkets and that kind of thing. Well, you can get more than a half a million items, mostly consumer electronics, so laptops, desktops, cameras, camcorders, MP3 players, TVs, whatever you need, they've got it at bitcoinstore.com. And you can get them at wholesale. There's no markup at bitcoinstore.com because they're in it for the ideology. They want you to have a place to spend your bitcoins. They want people to be able to say, oh, but there's no place to spend bitcoins. Oh, yeah, we'll go here and spend on a half a million items right now at bitcoinstore.com.
There you go.
And Kona chickens.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to the phones here. Talk to Will in Texas. We'll get back to the guy who left, says he left libertarianism and then became a liberal. We'll tell the rest of his story in a moment. Will, you're on from Texas.
Hey, first of all, I want to happy late Merry Christmas. But first of all, I want to say I always go to Amazon to this Free Talk Live.
Thank you. Yeah, if you don't want to spend bitcoins, you can go and spend your U.S. dollars on Amazon, and Free Talk Live gets a cut if you go to shop.freetalklive.com. So thank you for that, Will. What else is on your mind tonight?
I spent a decent amount of money this year. Anyway, I was just talking about racism. It seems like racism is in the news a lot. Like, there's a lot of racism. Do y'all feel like there's a... I mean, there's definitely a racism problem in America. There are some people in America that are racist. But I think it's a minority. What do you all think?
I believe it is also a minority, but I think it can be, you know, having not been grown up a black person, I'm Caucasian, but I can only imagine how frustrating it must be encountering that. On a semi-regular to regular basis, I know there was a letter that was written to the editor here in Keene, New Hampshire, and I was really saddened to read it. I posted it over at Free Keene a little while back by a young black lady who actually had moved here from our hometown of Sarasota, Mark and my hometown of Sarasota, and she left Keene because she experienced so much derision from people, or enough to really sicken her to not want to be in the area. And I don't see that. I don't hear things like that from people that I know here in town, but apparently she heard things on the streets, and that's got to be really tough to deal with. So even if it's not a majority, it's a small enough or a large enough minority that it's in a vocal enough minority to make it very, very real for people.
Having lived pretty much all over the country in the past, you know, 20 years of my life, a lot of that down south, some of it up north. I can say from my personal experience, I have found more racist people in the north than I ever encountered in the South.
Really?
Yes.
Not me, but okay.
But I also came from a largely minority area in Alabama. 75 to 80% of the people in the Birmingham area are black. So I grew up not necessarily realizing that I was the minority my area, but being the minority in my area.
Gotcha.
So I never really thought about it. When I would go to my great-grandmother's house, one block away from the worst project in the city of Birmingham, I would play with black kids and didn't think anything of it.
Right. I grew up with black children at my school, and one of them was my best friend in elementary school.
And then when I moved to Pennsylvania in the late 90s, I would hear people talk about, oh, yeah, I joined the Klan and this and that and hate black people and they just all need to, like, go away.
Oh, God.
It's like, really?
In Pennsylvania.
That's horrible. Yes. In rural Pennsylvania.
Is that because there aren't very many black people that live there?
I think that has something to do with it.
That's something I don't even understand. I grew up with a school in a school that was probably similar to the Birmingham. I'm sorry, I don't remember your name.
Daryl.
Yeah, it was at minimum 50% white and 50% black or whatever. I look white. I take Mark's position on the race thing, but you know what? I don't claim a race. But what I was going to say, one thing I want to point out. Yeah, one thing I want to point out, like, you know, Obama was elected twice, you know, theoretically, or he was elected twice. So here's three problems or whatever, or three issues with the racism thing. Either whites are not the majority.
Nope.
Racism.
Not yet. That's not true. Yeah. We know that to be true.
No, I don't think anybody's arguing with you here.
No, I'm not arguing.
Let's say voting wise.
Okay, voting wise. We don't know, but probably
I don't
not.
I don't know. Who knows, you know. These numbers aren't perfect. Or racism isn't that bad. You know, either whites are not the minority.
I think you're right. It's not that bad. I mean, we don't know what the percentage is because most people probably wouldn't be honest about it if asked in some sort of a poll. But to say, to just blow it off the table, to say that, oh, well, this isn't an issue that's important, I don't know if that's what you're saying, but it seems like that might be what you're getting at.
That's not what I'm saying. Racism is an issue. I just think it's blown out of proportion sometimes, or a lot of times.
Well, I think it's perception.
You might feel differently if you were the one who was discriminated.
Wait a second, Ian. You're all messed up on this
one.
Well, right. Obama's back in twice, and it's pretty clear that that the majority of white people in this country are not racist, it seems to me. And I agree with you on that one. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you what I read today. I read a cartoon that was it was one of these Upworthy things. I almost always regret clicking on one of the Upworthy
links. I hate the way their headlines are written.
Hey, we don't just pass over that so easy, though. Don't pass over that so casual, like you said, but you think the majority of whites are not racist or whatever. I know that's not a definitive statement. Or whatever, it's not bad, you know, but that's a pretty important statement, you know.
Yeah, I think I absolutely think that.
It may be the supermajority of people are not racist, but that doesn't mean it's not an important issue. I get what you're saying. You think it's blown out of proportion, but try being discriminated against for your race and see how it feels.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the Pro XPN toll free line, and you can join us online by going to freetalklive.com. And just enjoying the features that we share with you there. News updates. You want to follow us via email, you can do that. Or follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, whatever your preference. You can go to news.freetalklive.com. Again, that's news.freetalklive.com. If you love liberty and you want to get together with other people who think like you, they're doing that here in New Hampshire. We are doing that here in New Hampshire. That's the reason why we're here now. We're members of the Free State Project. We joined the Free State Project. We made the move to New Hampshire. We're getting active to achieve more liberty in our lifetime. See, that's the key. It's not just about getting around new neighbors who care about freedom. Although, if that's all it were, that'd be pretty cool.
It's a pretty good reason.
The Free State Project is about being active, doing whatever it is you feel is appropriate. Maybe it's working within the political system, running for office. Maybe it's creating media. Maybe it's doing outreach. Maybe it's civil disobedience. Whatever.
Maybe it's all of those.
Or all of them. Or a mix of your favorites. But people who are coming here are getting active. That's the key to the Free State Project. Over 15,000 people having already pledged to make the move. There was a huge announcement today by the Liberty Forum, which is coming up. It's a Free State Project yearly event. It's happening this year in 2014. I guess next year. In 2014. February 20th through the 23rd. So it's coming up here in several weeks. They've announced that the creator
of the 3D gun, the first 3D gun, is going to be at the Liberty Forum. Cody, I'm forgetting his last name
Wilson.
At the moment. Cody Wilson. You
it's
wrote
the
it here on the,
yeah, on the bottom of the copy. I've got your back here.
Yeah, if you finally do,
right,
that's good.
You know, like I can smell incompetence a table away.
Cody Wilson. So this, have you had him on your show, Daryl?
I have not.
You haven't. Okay. I'm thinking who was, I guess it was Freedom Fiends. Freedom Fiends had Cody on, and this guy rocked the internet, rocked the world. I think it was earlier this year when his, gun came out, the Liberator, I believe is what it's called,
yep.
And, basically made it so anybody can print out a 3D gun. He's going to be one of the speakers at the Liberty Forum, along with dozens of other interesting, amazing, talented people and activists. Go to Free State Project, or excuse me, go to nhlibertyforum.com. You can probably get to it from the Free State Project site, but they've got their own site. You can go there and get the early bird tickets, nhlibertyforum.com. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live every single night from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, as has been tradition. So looking forward to seeing a lot of our listeners there. NHLibertyForum.com, February 20th through the 23rd. By the way, our caller did drop off the line there during the break. I was thinking about bringing him back on here, but he's gone, about this issue of racism that he says is not a big deal. It's, you know, most people aren't racist, so he thinks that the coverage of racism, you know, related news or whatever is just too much. And I don't know how you judge that. I think that maybe, you know, he's bothered by seeing those stories, and I'm bothered by racism, too. I don't like the fact that it exists. I wish that all people looked at each other as individuals and human beings. I wish that was the case, but some people are absolutely discriminated against because of the color of their skin, and in some cases because of their sexual orientation. So bigotry, in my opinion, is a much worse problem than racism.
Well, let's not forget that there's another side to this. That some of these ultra-conservative news agencies, like WorldNet Daily and that sort of thing, they report a lot of black-on-white violence that's been going on recently. I don't know the answer if that's been happening or not, but that I do think that the news media's focus on racism causes people to say, you know, some people who don't understand, because what can you do about racism? The answer
is ostracize
people. Not a hell of a lot.
You can
but
talk
if you
to
think
people.
That, but if you think that there's two sides in a situation, you could beat up somebody on the other side for all their privilege. And that's supposedly happening. I don't know. I've looked into these stories. I can't speak to it. So there's a blade. There's another side to this, Ian, that needs to be looked at, and that is that the focus on racism has consequences too. Now, I'd like to point out, I think that it's about perception, because I saw today, like I said, on that Upworthy thing, one of these Upworthy click-on links. It was about it was a cartoon about feminism or something and what women face, and it was showing that if they do one thing or do the other thing that they're you know, somebody's always got something to say about them. And I, you know, maybe they experience that, maybe they don't. I can tell you men experience these things too. You know, no matter how you live your life, somebody's got something to say about how you live your life, and it doesn't matter whether or not you've got you know, an X chromosome or a Y chromosome. It doesn't matter. So, but anyway, I was looking at this one, and it was about a girl wearing a geeky glasses and a band T-shirt, and so people are saying, "You're not really into that band. You're just trying to be a geek girl to be cool. What are the birthdays of these of all the band members on that T-shirt, right?" And I mean, obviously, it's a ridiculous statement, and probably if some geek girl goes to a comic book convention on her own, there's probably somebody at the comic book convention that questions her veracity at a geeky event, and then there's probably 1,000 people that don't think anything about her at all, and then there's a couple of guys that hit on her.
Yeah.
Who's she going to remember? What's her experience going to be like? She had one guy say that she's not geeky enough, that she's not legit. Two guys hit on her, and everybody else ignored her. Well, here's a news flash for you. 997 people thought you fit in, but you know, 0.1% of the people didn't, and then
they said something.
I've seen a study that said that you need 1,000 compliments for every little bit of rejection that you get in life.
And this is what it's about.
To forget the little bits of rejection.
Mm, right, yeah. And I have nothing to do, as a male, I have nothing to do with any geek girls that were ever treated poorly at a convention. And as somebody that people may perceive of as white, I don't really have anything to do with that and there's nothing I can do about it, this level of disempowerment that I have around it can be frustrating for me, and I certainly don't want to be held responsible for it. Am I willing to recognize the privileges I've got? Yes, I'm willing to recognize them. But that's, what else can I do?
So okay. I just want to add two things real quick.
Yeah.
First, in the state of Alabama, where I'm from, when one registers to vote, they do not register with a political party. They register by race. So when I moved back to Alabama in 2006, I registered as human.
You can do that?
They
allow you to check that?
There's a box.
You fill it in.
You know, like white, black, Hispanic, other.
Ah, okay.
I marked the box that said other and wrote human.
Great.
So I registered to vote as a human in 2006 in Alabama. Second is I remember seeing a series that was put together by Ice Cube back in 2006. And I just shared the link on the Facebooks and Twitters and whatnot to where people can find this series on Amazon.
Okay.
The series is called Black White, where they took a black family and a white family, and they had them sort of live together for a little bit, and then the white kids, or the white kid and the white parents were put into black makeup. The black family was put into white makeup, and they went out and experienced life. And the black guy that was put in the white makeup, everything that happened to him, he justified of, see, they're treating me better because they think I'm white. He went to some golf store, and the guy slid the golf shoe onto his foot. And he said, if they knew I was black, he wouldn't put the shoe on my foot. I've never had anybody put a shoe on my foot when I go try on a shoe. So everything that happened just reinforced his worldview of life.
Okay.
The white father that was put into black makeup.
Did he go to the same store?
Yeah, what they did is when the black family was in white makeup, they had the white family still be white, and they went and hung out.
Okay.
And then vice versa. They'd put the white family in black makeup, and they'd go hang out. Everything that would happen when the white guy was in black makeup, the black guy would point out, see, they're doing this because they're, we're black and they don't want to be anywhere near us. That guy just walked across the street so he could walk by us, and then he just walked back. And the white guy was making excuses for everything that happened. He didn't think that we were going to mug him. He just had something to do on that side of the street. And
it was the kids that really got it.
Tell me more in a moment. It's Free Talk Live. First comes the gluttonous debauchery of the holiday season. Then New Year's, fad diets, starvation, expensive unused gym memberships. This year I took a product called Axia 30, and it really worked for me. It didn't give me the jitters like other diet products have given me in the past, and apparently it worked for other people too, because it helped men and women in a clinical study to lose, on average, 30 pounds in 12 weeks. That's combined with a hypocaloric diet. Obviously, we all want to look our best, but take advantage of new technology, special green tea extract, and Axia 30. You can try Axia 30 free today. Call 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. You only pay a small shipping charge, and Chamonix will rush Axia 30 to you. You see the incredible results everybody's talking about, or you don't pay. For your free trial, call now. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613.
You better watch out. You sure better cry. Your lease gonna pout, and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a privacy case. Oh,
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to privacycase.com today. The privacy case, because there is a case for privacy.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. And enjoy the features that we share with you there. We've got archives. They go back, way back. You can click and download as many as you want for free. Plus, if you enjoy Free Talk Live and you want to help support the show, you can shop with us. As we mentioned earlier, go to shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links there, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of your purchase price. Amazon Canada, we got that. Amazon UK and Amazon US. You just go to shop.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done and feel good because you're helping Free Talk Live at the same time.
If you want outdoor equipment, though, the place to go is to Amazon. Excuse me. It's not to go to Amazon, but to go to manventureoutpost.com. There they've got camping gear, hunting gear, apparel for outdoor type apparel, fishing gear. They've got firearms, long guns, handguns, firearm accessories of all sorts, ammunition, archery, whatever you need for the outdoor enthusiast in your life, be it you or someone you love, you're going to get the lowest prices at manventureoutpost.com. I have done the comparison shopping, and every time I've ever bought anything from ManVenture, they've always been the lowest I've been able to find. They claim rock bottom prices, and they've got a low price guarantee. Go check them out for yourself. It's a family owned operation. You can trust them. I've been doing business with them for years. ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right, let's go back to the phones here in a moment. But Daryl, I wanted you to finish up describing this program. You called it black and white.
Black white.
Black white.
By Ice Cube, where
Ice Cube. Two families were dressed up as though they were, they actually used makeup to,
yes.
To color them differently.
The series actually won a Emmy for Outstanding Makeup.
Oh, wow.
This is how good the makeup was done.
Yeah, it can't be easy to cover up somebody's skin tone.
Yeah, they totally transformed.
Dave Chappelle used to do a white newscaster guy,
yep.
And it was reasonably, like, huh, hmm. You know, it wasn't too bad.
All right. So what happened? You said the males in the family, like the father figure, I guess, were
yes.
like the black dad when he was made up to be white would make describe it again.
Everything that happened to him just sort of reinforced his ideals about.
He knew he was being treated differently because he was white, or so he thought.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, any sort of difference in treatment. He justified it. They're only treating me this way because I'm white.
Okay.
And when the white father was in the black makeup, he sort of made excuses for any perceived difference in treatment. Even when he was sitting at a diner table or the bar at a diner, and he heard people talking about, you know, we don't need those type of people coming into our community. He still justified it somehow.
Well, when you say those people, you never know.
He was experiencing racism, is what you said.
Not direct. He just overheard this.
Okay.
But it wasn't something that was said directly to him.
Is there any proof that they were talking about him?
I don't remember exactly.
So he could have made the excuse. He could have said they probably weren't talking about me or something like that, right?
I don't remember exactly what the conversation was, but it was made clear that they were talking about, you know, people that aren't white don't belong in this community.
Got it.
Okay.
The kids are the only ones that really got it, that we're all humans and everybody bleeds the same blood.
So they didn't feel they were treated differently based on the makeup?
No.
Okay.
And there's a really emotional scene in which the white girl who is made up to be black goes to a slam poetry thing, and she becomes close to the people, and she has to, you know, tell them, I'm not who you think I am. And nobody cared. Nobody cared.
Well, I would imagine that it would look really bad if they did on TV. But, yeah. And I think that we had a guy call in, a black guy call in one night, and we asked how many I think we asked him basically how many white people are racist versus how many black people are racist. And I think he gave the number that 10% of black people were racist and 30% of white people were racist. And you know, I felt like the number was high for white people being racist, but you know, that's where I'm sitting. And I think that one thing that everybody, white, black, or whatever, needs to understand is that you probably have latent prejudices that you experience, and you don't even know that you're experiencing them.
Yes.
Like, you know, that you make decisions based on people's color about that person that you don't otherwise have any other reason to make that decision. You know, this person may be a bad worker. This person doesn't like me. You know, whatever it is that those decisions are. And those aren't racism. That's prejudice, but it's still completely unacceptable and it's not going to work for you in life.
Isn't that prejudice based on some sort of racism
it's
from
a
the past?
It's a decision based on race. Racism seeks specifically to elevate one race above another.
I see what you're saying. Let's go to Steve, listening in Tennessee. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Well, you guys have my head going in multiple directions. Very good show.
All right. Pick one.
Well, I originally, I'll stick with what I originally called about. It's kind of on the same topic. It was a story in Slate from the 19th of this month called The Real Story of Linda Taylor, America's Original Welfare Queen. And on my Austrian Anarchy blog, went back a little bit farther or a little different direction than what Josh Levin of Slate did. He has a very, very thorough article on this. I don't know, are you guys familiar with the alleged origin of the term welfare queen?
No, I don't know anything about this.
Yeah.
You've never heard this before?
Oh, I've heard the term. Somebody who lives on welfare and lives rather well.
I don't know who created it.
You guys must be young if you didn't immediately blurt out Ronald Reagan, which Okay. He is, for the past 40 years, has been falsely credited with creating that term. He didn't.
Okay.
It was created by, it looks like I'm calling it as a tie between the Chicago Tribune and Jet Magazine.
Okay.
There's this woman who was, who pulled in 1974, she pulled about $154,000 in welfare fraud.
That's pretty good in that day and age.
Yeah, it's pretty good now.
It's not bad now, right?
but anyway, let's see. Jet Magazine did a two-page spread on her, and the thing is, I don't know. I'm not that familiar with the editorial cycle of weekly magazines from the 1970s, because the Chicago Tribune was doing an article on this woman, several articles on this woman, in October of 1974, and they called her a welfare queen. Then Jet comes in December 19th edition, with Red Fox on the cover, doing a two-page spread on the woman with almost exactly the same information. Well, then almost 2 years later, when Ronald Reagan was running for president in 1976, he brought up the same woman who had already been arrested, was already on charges, awaiting trial, talking about her. He never, ever used the term welfare queen at all, and talked about her case, about the excess of $150,000 a year she was drawing. She had falsely was claiming veterans benefits on three or four dead veteran.
So is the point, just to clarify, is the point of your call just to kind of clear up the record?
A little bit, yeah. Okay. The thing ballooned over 40 years, and for 40 years it was Reagan, supposedly having come up with this phrase, when it was really the Chicago Tribune and Jet Magazine that came.
And was the suggestion that Reagan was racist because he used that terminology?
Oh, there was. You guys really are young.
42 for me. Reagan was president when I was in high school, and before that,
Hey, Steve, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Of course, it's important to point out that Ronald Reagan was certainly no champion of small government. I mean, man, maybe he didn't come up with that phrase, but he certainly did increase the size of the state dramatically over his two terms. And I think it was like 69% growth in
something like
government.
That.
Something like that. Yeah, so certainly nobody to be worshipped in any way, shape, or form. 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. You can take control here. Still to come, the remainder of the story, why one man says he fled libertarianism and became a liberal. We'll explain in moments. Hour 3's next. You take control here at Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
We made Tylenol Cold to help keep you going this winter.
Snowday!
You make them bundle up. We relieved your congestion.
Yay!
You challenged them to a snowball fight. We took away your cough. You take them on a sleigh ride to remember. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do,
Dr. Mom, faster!
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold. Use as directed.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems.
taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification, acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.